Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Brazilian crop agency CONAB today trimmed its forecast for the country's soy crop following slightly worse weather conditions in some regions. The agency forecast a soy harvest of 86.1 million tons for the 2013-14 season, compared with its May forecast of 86.6 million tons. The agency raised its forecast for the total Brazilian corn crop to 77.9 million tons from the May forecast of 75.2 million tons. Yesterday afternoon, after the closing bell, NASS released its latest crop progress report for the week ending June 9th. The numbers look like this. Corn emerged 92% versus 80% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 90%. Corn conditions good to excellent, 75%. That's down 1 percentage point from a week ago. Fair, 21%. Poor, 3%. And very poor, 1%. 87% of soybeans are planted versus 78% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 81%. 71% of soybeans are emerged versus 50% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 62%. Soybean conditions, and these are the first of the season, good to excellent, 74%, fair, 22%, poor, 3%, and very poor, 1%. The effects of China's announcement yesterday that it will stop issuing permits of imports of U.S. DDGs are yet not known. The Chinese government announced that it was going to stop the import of DDGs due to the risk of feedstuffs that could contain the MIR-162 trait in corn. China does appear to be turning to other sources of feed this year. China has purchased much more U.S. sorghum, nearly 2.5 million metric tons so far in the 2013-14 marketing year, and China has also been soliciting corn from Ukraine and other countries as well since MIR-162 was detected in U.S. grains last fall. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 16,910, is down 26 points. The NASDAQ is at 3796, up 2.75, and the S&P 500 is 1946, down 3.5. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Most of the U.S. Midwest forecast today continues to be quite favorable, with a good mix of rain and sunshine is anticipated in just about all of the production region. Now, there's a few areas out there that are too wet and a few areas that are probably in need of some sunshine or warmer temperatures, but for the most part, it's a very good environment. The areas that are too wet right now are actually just to the south of the Midwest in some of the soft wheat-producing areas of Tennessee and parts of the Tennessee River Basin, as well as the Northern Delta. Those areas have seen too much rain here recently, and flooding continues to occur, and there's a prospect for more rainfall coming up here in the not-so-distant future of a day or two. We will expect the next round of rain to only aggravate the wet bias in the region, and we'll probably see some quality declines in some of the wheat country there and some concern over corn and soybeans. But for the heart of the U.S. Midwest, just to the north of that region, it does not look like it is going to be exceptionally wet, but there will still be an abundance of precipitation occurring periodically, and that will be a concern as time moves forward. But we are expecting to see a little less frequent, a little less significant precipitation to evolve as we move on out into the week next week. Some of the model data is continuing to suggest a ridge of high pressure may build up across parts of the middle of the country, including the western Corn Belt and parts of the plains, as we get out through the 20th through the 25th of June. A ridge of high pressure during that period of time, as long as it wasn't exceptionally strong or persistent for more than a few days, would actually be a beneficial event. It would bring in a significant amount of warmer conditions, an opportunity to dry down some of the areas that have gotten a little bit too wet here recently, and still stimulate a few instability showers to help curb the drying trend somewhat. It would be a good thing for the most part, but the marketplace continues to be concerned about any ridge of high pressure perhaps developing and persisting for a long period of time. Right now, a lot of the model data that we look at does not support a persistent ridge of high pressure that would be much of a problem for the Midwest, and certainly not in the month of June. Well, the near-term forecast for the Midwest continues to promote showers and thunderstorms. In fact, over this first week of the outlook, most of the region will get additional rain at one time or another. Rain totals are advertised to run anywhere from a half to 1.5 inches, and some local totals of 2 to 2.5 inches are possible. Now, the near-term forecast here does suggest that the precipitation will be somewhat erratic across parts of the region. Some areas will get more rain than others. I do think that for the most part, though, it'll be a beneficial environment. Right now, it looks like the forecast will continue to suggest that today's rain will be focused on Missouri, southern portions of Iowa, and areas eastward through most of Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and parts of Kentucky. Rain totals of 1/4 to 3/4 inch, some local amounts up towards to 2 inches will be possible. And then tomorrow, we'll see some of that rain in the eastern Midwest falling apart, diminishing, and a new area disturbance will likely occur up in parts of Minnesota and eastern portions of North Dakota where some moderate to heavy rain may occur. There may also be some more rain in some of the hard red winter wheat country as we go from tomorrow into Thursday. The precipitation out there in the western Corn Belt will break up as it moves eastward across the Midwest. There may be a fair chance that a big part of the Midwest eastern areas, really from the middle Mississippi Valley eastward, may see relatively dry conditions for 2 or 3 days, and we'll likely see some benefit come from that. Our temperatures over the next few days will likely be mild to warm. We'll look for 70s occurring out there across a big part of the region today, and again, perhaps on Thursday of this week, we'll see somewhat similar conditions. We'll look for temperatures otherwise to be in the upper 70s through the lower 80s during much of the coming week, and the warmest weather will come early next week as we see more 80-degree temperatures occurring across the region. The bottom line is very good for most of the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather on WILL comes from Busey. With over 145 years of agribusiness experience, Busey's team is committed to providing resources to today's producers. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter July wheat is 735 1/4, up 1.5. September, 738, up 1.25. Soft July wheat, 611 1/4, down 1 1/4. Now it's down 1. September, 623 1/2, down 1 1/4. July corn, 450, down 1. September, 445 1/2, down 2. December, 448, down 2. July beans, 1469 1/4, up 12 1/4. November, 1227 1/4, up 3. July soybean meal, 486.80, up 460. July soybean oil, 39.17, down 11 cents. June live cattle, 142.85, up 2.5. August feeders, 203.05, down 47.5. June lean hogs, 115 even, and they are up 70. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Wow, July soybeans, it just stands out like a sore thumb today.
Yeah, up 12, been up to highest 70 we've been in probably 2 weeks, a week anyway. And the gold Monroe supposedly getting out of July beans and going into further out. New crop beans are up 3, been up 4. And, corn's down 1 to 2 and wheat's down 1 to 3. So beans standing out as being to the upside, especially old crop. Old crop is tight supplied in the U.S., not in the world. We're getting a lot shipped in from South America. And the corn is helpfully being down on the rumors that China is canceling all DDGs because of the unapproved GMO strain they found in that.
26 hours away from a WASD report. What are your anticipations?
I don't know if it's going to do much at all. Last month, the corn was at 1146. Industry is looking at 1170, a little higher. Beans were at 130 last month. They're looking at 127. That's on the old crop. On new crop, we're looking at about 10 less industry is than what USDA said in May. And on beans, we're looking again at about 10 less, but at 320 versus 330, which is a big number. Wheat, 550 versus 540. So we'll just have to see what the numbers are. What do they say it is? Will usage stay up or will they change usage? I don't know if they'll change much of anything.
Very quickly, too soon for USDA to change yield on crop on the crop production report for corn?
Yeah, I think it's too soon. They usually don't do it this early. You know, it's a possibility because of the good weather we've had, but it's not expected.
Thank you much, Pete.
Have a great one.
You too. Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. July corn, 449 and three quarters, down 1 1/4. December, 447 and three quarters, down 2 1/4. July beans, 1469 and a half, up 12 1/2. November, 1227 and three quarters, up 3 1/2. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.